There are a few joys more wonderful to any pastor than week after week to have one's parents in worship, to be supported in prayer and in presence and in gifts and in service by one's own family, and especially by one's mother and one's father, to have them standing behind one, both in word and in deed, in witness and in prayer. And I have been blessed in my ministry over the last 15 years to have my parents standing behind me. I know ministers whose family do not support them, whose father or mother or both tell them that they are wasting their lives in service to God. I have been blessed by a mother and a father who have been encouraging and an encouragement to me and to my people. And I thank God for them. Beginning this Sunday and going every Sunday, every month, excuse me, once a month, for the next several months, probably for a year, we're going to be having a personal testimony once a month from a member of the congregation. It's either a testimony of what God has done in their lives, or a witness to what they believe God is calling them and this church to. And today I am taking a moment of personal privilege by asking my own father, who has many testimonies, many witnesses to give, to come forward and speak to us today what is on his heart and what is in his soul and what God has given him to tell us today. Dad, would you come forward, please? For those of you who do not know him, and some of you may not have had the chance to meet him, my father, Mayo Neal, M-A-Y-O, like the mayonnaise, Mayo Neal, it's actually Charles Mayo Neal Sr., and I'm always amazed at the blessing that my dad gives me through both prayer and witness, and I thank God for him. How about you, Dad?
I've been asked to give a testimony of God's healing grace. In the beginning, all things, in turn, was created by the Word of God. The Lord spoke, and so it was so. God created healing through the word of Isaiah. He spoke that through the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. God spoke, and so it was to be. In the spring of 1972, I was a joint venture with Tandy Corporation and Radio Shack in Richardson. I was being afflicted by gout. Thousands of needles in both feet kept me from walking normally. I was popping Benamid and Buffering all day just to be able to shuffle my feet around. I kept asking for healing, but I never did receive it. On April the 22nd of 72, I was listening to a healing tape of Ken Copeland from Fort Worth, evangelist. And he quoted Mark 11:24. Believe that you received and you shall receive it. And then he went on to say that if you pray for healing and then come back later and pray the same prayer again, that makes the first prayer null and void. My mind went ape. I listened to it over and over. I'm not quite quoting it exactly like he said it, but it's pretty close. I didn't understand it completely because I was, in my mind, kept thinking, have to be persistent, have to be persistent. Kept listening to it over and over. I picked up the Moffat and I looked at it. Moffat uses my language. He says, when you pray, believe that you have got it and you shall have it. And I says, Lord, thank you. I accept your healing that you received through, that I received through your stripes. I received it. But I sure would appreciate the manifestation of that healing. Day after day after day, I repeated this, reminding him or myself that on April the 22nd, that I proclaimed the healing. September, in the middle, I went to the Lord and I said, Lord, this is not doing very well. I'm using up my money from what I've received from TI. You're a better salesman than I am, and you can bring more traffic in than I could. So either do that or get me out of here. I felt that you got me into this and I'm not going to give up. So if you want me out, you'll have to get me out. The following Tuesday, the district superintendent or manager or whatever you call him came in the door, walked up to me and says, you're an engineer, aren't you? And I said, yes. And he says, you're not accustomed to the salary you're making. I said, no. You see, I had two high school kids working for me. Each of them was making more take-home pay than I was taking. So I said, that's right. And he says, according to the contract, either one of us can write a letter to the other one. At the end of the following month, we take inventory and it'll divert back to the company. And I said, that's right. He says, however, we want to store the 1st of October and not the 1st of November. And we're prepared to give you 2 weeks of paid vacation in order for that privilege. And I said, praise God. He stepped back and looked at me and then stepped back up and we continued with the plans of how to do it and when and how. So after the first, I said, Lona, I need to go down and see my dad for a few days. I don't know how long. And get it straight in my mind, what am I to do? And so I called my dad and told him I was coming down to Belton. I got in a car and started down south on 35. I got out south of town and I was listening to a tape. And I realized I left my Benamed at home. I started debating whether to turn around right then and go home, or go on down and have lunch with Dad and May, and then go home, because I couldn't go long without my Benamed. God spoke. He says, "Now is the time." It was just as though he was sitting in the seat with me. I looked over there. He wasn't there that I could see, but I said, "Thank you, Lord." And so I didn't think about going home anymore. I went on down. And by the time I got there, my feet were a lot better. I believe that night I called Lona and told her that I was doing better. The next morning, I could even stand on my tiptoes. And then, I don't know how long I stayed. When I got back home, about all that was left was two little red spots on my feet. And then, it finally went away. Then there was, of course, my prayers then was, up until then, was just, you know, praising that he would heal me. I mean, not heal me, he's already done that, but he would manifest it. And that I kept petitioning him for the manifestation, but every prayer was just full of thanksgiving, but petitions for healing. Fast forward now, August the 22nd, 2004, on this altar, we were talking about healing. I accepted his healing for my blood pressure and my failing kidneys. I thank him now for that healing. But I petition him for the manifestation of that. There were many here that I know asked for healing, and it was manifested at that time. And we praise God for that. There were many here that asked for healing, but did not have the manifestation at that time. Believe it, and you shall have it. Don't ask for healing again, but praise God, for he has already done it. Ask for the manifestation of it. There's a spiritual law that I believe that says that whatever you believe in your heart, speak with your mouth, that you shall have. That's plus and minus. Many of us are afflicted because we keep saying that we believe that we will receive some kind of illness, or we believe that we're going to die a certain way, and then we speak it. Well, I'll tell you what, that's what's going to happen. Repent from that and go positive. If you believe that God has touched you, confess it, profess it, and thank God for it. Think only on the positive. Don't give the devil an inch. Thank you.
How does a son follow his father when he makes such a wonderful testimony of God's healing touch? My friends, Dad has other healing stories. You're looking at a man. You looked at a man. You heard a man. You saw a man stand up here and speak and see you. A man who's not a preacher, but a man who has a powerful calling in his life. A man who's an engineer, brilliant in mind. A man who is indeed a gift. And I encourage you. You know, I often ask my parents to pray for me. But I encourage you. If you need someone to pray for you. My dad's already done it. When we had the service and everybody came forward and I asked him to lay hands on with me as we prayed for healing in the congregation that day, last month. But if you need or ask or would like him to pray with you, I'm certain Dad would do that. You know, I'm amazed at the wonderful miracles that I have seen and that we've seen in our congregation here today, this last 2.5 years. We got one right there, Peggy, who I would be lost without, who God has given us to serve as an administrative assistant in this congregation, to do the work that must be done. We don't pay you a third of what you're worth, a fifth of what you're worth, but you do it anyway. And I praise God for the gift that you are to me and the miraculous touch that God has had on you. We have other miracles here. We have one right there, third pew, Jason, whom God has touched again and again and again with healing power. We've seen some manifestation already. There is more to come. We have several others in our church who are seeing the healing touch of God in their lives. We have our own Billy, who, may I tell this? Who was struggling with extreme pain in a hip. Was it a hip? And it had been plaguing her and plaguing her and plaguing her. And Dad came up behind her and asked her if she was hurting and where. And he laid a hand upon her to pray for her. And as Billy has told me and others, she was healed instantly. We have others in our congregation, many others, who have talked to me about what God has done in their personal lives, in their physical lives, in their spiritual lives, in their emotional lives. There is healing. By His stripes ye are healed. It's a promise and a declaration of fact. Now, we may not see the manifestation of that fact instantly. I have made the distinction between healing and curing. Healing is the eternal fact that our sicknesses and diseases and illnesses and injuries were all placed on Jesus. And when He was scourged, He took them upon Himself. And when He died, they died with Him. Our illnesses and our sins died with Jesus. By His stripes ye are healed. It is a promise and a declaration of fact. Now we live in this world where prince of the power of the air, Satan, loves to try to convince us that God's word is wrong. And that's a lie, my friends. God's word is true no matter what we see. Some people say, well, that's just spiritual, supernatural nonsense. You ever think about that word, supernatural? I like to think of that as being more natural, more real, more true than what we see around us. So if you don't see that manifestation, know by faith the healing is true and real and present in Jesus now, 2,000 years ago, and now today. And pray that the manifestation, and praise God that the manifestation will come to you. I don't know what may be on you. Some of you I know are being pained constantly, suffering in all sorts of pain and illness. I myself have pain less than before. The manifestation continues to grow. And I praise God for that. But some of us have many pains, illnesses. And my friends, we need to turn that over to God. Praise God for the healing. And praise God that the manifestation is coming too. I invite you to do that. And don't wait. Don't wait one instant. Turn it over to God. Accept it. And go forward by faith. Thank you, Dad, for that wonderful message, that witness. We're going to hear from you again. Y'all want to hear him again someday? I agree. Would you pray with me? Gracious Father, we thank you for so much. We thank you for the gifts of this life. We thank you for the wonderful blessings you give us day by day, for the wonderful, glorious healing touch that you've had on our lives, for taking our illnesses, for our sicknesses and our infirmities, our injuries upon yourself and going to the cross and dying for us in our place. Almighty God, this life can be difficult. We go through many trials and tribulations and we wonder, where is the manifestation of that which Jesus died for so long ago? We are plagued by sins. We still sin. And yet Jesus died for them and forgave us our sins. When we accept the forgiveness in faith, we have true, true forgiveness. He views us as if we are Christ. We are still sinners. And yet God views us as if we are Jesus. And we pray for the manifestation of that reality in our lives, that we might be sanctified, that we might be changed. Fix us, Lord. Transform us. And do the same physically and emotionally and spiritually, Lord. Heal us. You have already healed us. Now manifest that healing in our daily living. In Jesus' name, we claim that healing. In Jesus' name, we now claim the manifestation. And we await with eager eyes of faith to see it in our lives today. For all the many prayers and concerns in the congregation today, Almighty God, we give you thanks and praise. We lift them up to you now, knowing that you hear the heartfelt prayers that we have, knowing that you answer prayer. We have seen so many answers to prayer. We thank you for each one. And Almighty God, for all those needs that are known only to you, we ask a special blessing be on each. Be with this nation and our leaders, with our president, with the Congress, those who serve in the armed forces defending this nation, those who serve on the streets and in the fire departments defending our neighborhoods. Almighty God, we ask a special blessing be with each of them and their families. We pray for this city and for its leaders and for this town and for this church and its leadership. I pray for this congregation, for this flock, Lord, that you have given me as pastor. And as I go for a period of vacation, Almighty God, I entrust them into your hands. Almighty God, protect them. Send your angels to be around each family of this church, each member, and these facilities. Satan, in Jesus' name, we bind you. All these things we ask and pray in the glorious and precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. and by his almighty power and authority. Amen.